Anchor audio date is 05.15.2020. Current time is 0501 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. On this Friday morning, Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich over there on Twitter, where I tote myself as a social media observer and social media enthusiast. In other words, I like playing on the internet, and we're doing some old school audio here on Anchor. Yeah, I used to do this back in the day on that program formerly known as Audio Boo, which I can actually call its name Audio Boom, I guess it's called nowadays. But we're here, we're getting our day started, and yes, I have the morning coffee. I do something else called the Anchor Morning Audio, where I bring a bit of good news, but this is sort of good news, but this is old school. I'm just going off the cuff here as far as talk about things, what's going on. Been doing a lot of, Twitter audio postcards here and stuff like that. They're short 2-minute bits and stuff like that, but the longer format, I come here to Anchor to just do a little babbling, jabbing, and stuff like that. So, but currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, just to give you an idea, the weather-wise, it's 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, it's warm out there. Took Max out a couple times to do his doggy thing there while the coffee was brewing early this morning. I'm up early, but I'm excited about the news that's happening today that I'm going to be talking about. And I'm just getting my things going here on the browsers on this thing called the internet. And we're going to get some isolated thundershowers during the morning here in the southern tier of Tioga County, where I live and reside as well, becoming more widespread this afternoon. A few storms may be severe, so thunderstorms, that's okay. High 81 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow, that's scorching today, folks. And let's see, the intro music is scooting out. That's Potato Deal from the free library music on YouTube there. That there's a lot of good stuff over there too. But we got winds at southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour today. Chance of rain 80%. But I'm still looking at that high of 81 degrees. That's going to be a hot day here. You know, is this, are we into summer now? But this morning the sun will be rising at 0545, which, what is it right now? 504, so in about 41 minutes it'll be rising. I'm looking out the window right now, and it's still dark out there. The peepers are peeping out there in the little ponds out back in the fields. And let's see, the sun will set later tonight at 8:20 p.m. And but news, I guess the big news for today is that New York State is opening, not all of New York State, but most of New York State. They got four phases, I guess, the Governor Cuomo has outlined as far as the reopening. But today is the first day of phase one of the state's regional reopening, and the southern tier has qualified as one of five regions. Now, I did a Twitter audio postcard yesterday. I thought there was four regions, but there's a fifth region now that the five regions will begin to be open on a phase one. And amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, our Governor Cuomo here in New York State has announced that the Southern Tier, Finger Lakes, Mohawk Valley, Central New York, and the Northern Country County regions have all met the seven metrics required to begin phase one of the state's regional phase reopening. And that's pretty good news. We're getting back to normal. It's just sliding back in. Other states are opening. I guess Georgia's opening. There's, I don't know, California opening, I guess. But there's other states that are opening. There's some other states are trying to open, and the people want to open, and they're letting their governor know they want to get it open. But I just feel lucky. I'm living here in New York. I have disagreements with our governor and stuff, being a resident here of New York State, but I think he's still doing an okay job. He's doing good. He's doing good as far as that goes, being cautious and prudent and making sure we're all safe here. But the phase one will allow, construction, manufacturing, wholesale supply chain businesses to reopen, as well as some retail for curbside pickup, which I don't know how that's going to work. You buy clothes, but you can't try them on yet. But it'll all work out. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, New York State is open for business now. Now, when we start the stay at home and all the businesses started closing, and the economy here in the United States of America sort of went south there for a little bit, was what, March? I want to say March 19th or 22nd, right in that time frame. So it's been over a month, almost 2 months coming up here that we've the state's been shut down, and actually the country pretty much shut down for that. But you hear the airliners are opening up. They're making provisions. One airline, Blue Jet, I think I heard, you have to wear a mask or else you can't get on the plane. Where the flip side, Southwest Air, they're gonna recommend that that's the policy and be a little nice about explaining, you know, you need to wear a mask. But they're not gonna allow you not to get on the plane. They'll just try and practice the social distancing. And I guess when it comes push to shove, hey, you need to wear a mask, please, because and everybody, for the most part, is wearing a mask. I go into the work daily here. You know, I've been one of the fortunate ones through the last 2 months that I still go into the day job because of my skill set. And everybody's wearing the mask. You know, as far as if you're not social distancing, you're close proximity, you put your mask on. And there's a lot of different variations of masks. I think I have a picture of me on the on my Twitter feed of the mask that I wear. If you want to look for it, it's a nice picture. I think it was the day before I started wearing a mask is when I posted. So I'm not going to dig for that right now. But that's a good thing here in New York State. As far as other things that I've noticed on this last 2 months of us getting used to the new norm, I guess you could say, is a lot of live streaming on those applications, Zoom and WebEx and Skype, and what's it, Portal is trying to, that's a Facebook product, I guess it's Google has restructured, I don't know if they restructured, but I just, they got Google Meet and Google Duo. Google Meet, I guess, used to be the old Google Hangouts, what I used to use. Of course, I'm also over there on, I do live streaming on what, Periscope? Do audio on Periscope, too. You can do audio on Periscope and get vocal. Well, not get vocal, it's been little. I think Zoom and WebEx, they've been getting the lion's share of people live streaming, but that's sort of a closed thing. If you don't have the web meeting, you can't get into it. I've only been on one WebEx live stream as a test, and I dabbled around with the Zoom, so I have them loaded up on my on the desktop here, and I did download the apps on my phone too, so I have them available just to play around with. Have I really been using them? No, because there's nobody I really know that I can Zoom. But the point I'm getting to with the Zoom, you know, school's closed, so the school kids are using that. College kids are using the Zoom. And, you know, I just look back on the early, early days of live streaming where people would just be terrified just to, no, I can't do that. Now it's just common. If that's one takeaway, well, one of the takeaways I'm going to say, because there's going to probably be a lot more with the innovations that, if anything, this COVID-19, you know, is going to be the result of the live streaming on Zoom, because when you're you got that camera going and you got an app like WebEx or Zoom going, you're live streaming, and that's a good thing. You know, nothing beats person eye to eye and stuff like that, because you know we live in a society where everybody's got their face and their phone. I see that at work. I see it in the stores where everybody, you know, it's like that cell phone, either iPhone or Android phone, is glued to their hand, basically. And I find myself in those type situations too. But it's just the world we live in. We want to be in the know of what's going on daily, I guess. But the live streaming that those apps provide, Zoom and WebEx, I'm fascinated with that, because just maybe five years ago, everybody would say, that's nuts. I would never imagine that. And here we are. We're communicating and we're staying at home, practicing the big social distancing. So all thanks to the COVID as far as that, which, you know, it's that COVID-19, it's a bad thing. I know of some people that have had it. We have some family members that have been exposed to it as far as that goes. And, you know, it's all part of it. But living up here in Tioga County, the southern tier of upstate New York, one of five regions, as you can see from the, I forgot to mention the audio art to this anchor, shows the map of the regions, basically the center part of all of New York State. And was it the Buffalo region, and then Albany, the western side of the state, going down into New York City. Haven't met the 7-point metrics that that Governor Cuomo has outlined you have to meet before starting phase one opening. And so today's the first day of phase one. And of course, I'm talking about live streaming. I'm doing the audio, and they haven't really seen that much audio out there. There's some audio to listen to. There's podcasts and all that. But compared to the back in the days when I was doing audio on that program, formerly called named Audio Boo, now called Audio Boom. The audio was like fireflies in the sky. You know, there was a whole bunch of audio that you could listen to 8 hours straight of audio, but that doesn't seem to be the case. Probably because everybody's doing that Zoom and WebEx live streaming thing. So, that's all right. That's okay. It's all part of the thing, and it shows how innovative we can be, and you know, something we probably wouldn't have, we thought we wouldn't have done before, we're doing it now as far as that goes. And as far as learning things, communicating with people, and all that. And we'll see what happens, I guess. I know Zoom is free, and I think WebEx is now free, because that's why I'm on it, because they changed their pay plan, that where WebEx, let me go to that right real quick here before we exit stage X, WebEx on the thing here, the price plan. Oh, let's see, there's their price plan, plans and pricing. It's now updated. It's free. A personal one where you have up to 100 participants in each meeting. That's up from 50, and then your meeting, you can meet as long as you want, which is up, I guess they had a 40-minute limit. I think Zoom has a 40-minute limit, but WebEx doesn't. But WebEx is more business-based, I guess, and stuff. But I think once the word gets out, I think that meeting as long as you want is due to the COVID. They're trying to. And they're both the same programs, as well as Google Meeting. And then, you know what? There's Microsoft Meetings, I guess, as well. So, you know, there's a lot of choices. But it seems like the Zoom bit is the one that is the dominant one right now. Though WebEx, I've been hearing a lot of talk of WebEx on Slack, because I'm starting to use Slack. as far as that goes. I've dabbled into the Slack as far as that goes, and that seems pretty interesting too. So a lot of interesting things on this thing called the internet as far as that goes. So but we are now open for business here in New York State. Maybe not all of New York State, but a good portion of New York State. And we'll keep you updated as far as that goes. And I'm getting my day started here. Very early morning for me this morning, but I guess I'm just excited about the reopening. And see how many more people we get at the day job, because it's been like a ghost town there, you know, as far as that goes for the last couple months. But people where I work at, they can work at home, you know, as far as the majority of the people there, which again, that's what's great about this thing called the internet as far as that goes. All right, folks, I'm over 15 minutes here, and keep on babbling, but that's about it. I want to say thank you for your listen to my audio here, folks. Rich Roberts. You can follow me over on Twitter at Fireman Rich. That's where my mainstay for social media and whatever I'm doing. And there's a link to a blog page that I have there and stuff. But Twitter is where I'm at, folks, at Fireman Rich. Hey, you all have a great one wherever you may be. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.